The U.S. dollar has seen steady buying interest overnight, but remains well below its levels before the latest U.S. jobs report. Federal Reserve commentary is in focus, with non-voting member Daly suggesting rate cuts are approaching due to a softening labor market, potentially requiring more than two cuts, and dismissing concerns that tariffs are fueling inflation. Analysts' views on Fed policy diverge. Goldman Sachs predicts three consecutive 25 basis point rate cuts starting in September, with a possible 50 basis point cut if unemployment rises further, while Bank of America expects rates to hold steady at 4.25% to 4.5%, arguing labor market weakness doesn't yet justify cuts unless conditions worsen significantly. They note strong wage growth and a tight labor market, partly due to a sharp drop in foreign-born workers, and caution that markets may be mistaking recession risks for stagflation. Internationally, tensions rose as India criticized Trump's threat to raise tariffs on its export over Russian oil purchases, while Japan seeks to secure promised U.S. tariff cuts on cars. In other data, China's services PMI surged to 52.6 in July, beating expectations, and Australian household spending rose 0.5% in June, slightly below forecasts. Today's attention turns to U.S. and Canadian trade data and the U.S. Services ISM report. That's all for now.